We begin the current daf Maseches Pesachim daf Tezayin. We begin 5 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the theme of the discussion of the previous daf, which continued on to the top of this Amud. And as we had about 3 machlokes regarding doubt regarding the status of tumah in mashkin, in beverages. And that is, the opinion of Reb Meir was there is a difference between the suffix if it gets tumah itself, regarding, and the difference regarding it being metame other things, that it itself becoming tame is a deraisa, therefore the subject deraisa is the chumra, and therefore we're going to say that doubt regarding it, it'll become tame. However, regarding transmitting tame to other things, is only drabanan, and therefore it'll be tahar the subject. And similarly, Reb Elazar said the same thing as Reb Meir, which is where our Gemara will ask on Reb Elazar's opinion. Whereas we had the opinion of Rabbi Huda that said that even regarding transmitting tumah to other things is also deraisa, even regarding a keli, and therefore all those sveikas will be lechumra and it'll be tameh. Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon, they said that there's a difference between oichlin and kelim, although they agree to Rabbi Huda in the way that we darshan the drasha of yitma, that it will get tumah, it'll acquire tumah, they darshan yitameh, that you could read it also that it'll transmit tumah, and therefore that halacha is deraisa too. However, that's only regarding food items, but not regarding kelim, as the Gemara later on Daf Yitches will explain. Now our Gemara continues now and says, B'savah Reb Elazar mashkin islahu tumah ba'ilim. Is it really true that Reb Elazar holds, as it seems indicated from this Tanoik statement that we just mentioned before regarding that machlokes, that there is any tumah midaraisa, even for the acquisition of the beverages itself to acquire tumah, and hence that's what it sounds like that Reb Elazar said like Reb Meir. That's why the suffik tumah in Rishas HaYachid will be lechumra, that it will acquire the tumah misafik, as Reb Meir said. But Vatanya, learn the braisa, it seems to contradict this statement of Reb Elazar. It says in the Brayse, Reb Elazar Omer, Ein Tumah L'Mashkin. There is no Tumah for beverages min ha-Torah, kol ikar, at all, even for it itself to acquire Tumah. Now, although it seems to be a pasuk that clearly indicates that there is Tumah for Mashkin, as it says, kol mashka she yishasa, the Gemara later on will explain that pasuk is not in reference to the Mashka itself acquiring Tumah, rather it's regarding preparing the halach of heksher, preparing the food items which require to become in contact with a liquid that will make it susceptible to tumah, and then the food item could get tumah. But there's nothing about, there's no biblical status of tumah for mashkin whatsoever. And teida, Reb Elazar says, and you should know that there is no tumah min ha-Torah at all, even for the beverage itself to acquire the tumah. Shahari hay Yosef ben Yezir Sreida al ayel kamtza, because Yosef ben Yezir said testimony regarding two things. One regarding ayel kamtza that it's dachin. In other words, it's a certain type of grasshopper which is called ayel kamtza that dachin, that it is totally pure and that is its kosher to be eaten. The amashkin base bit mechayin, regarding the beverages of the slaughterhouse, regarding that which is nazar in the Beis HaMikdash, for example, when they slaughter the animals, there is blood there and there's water, that dachin, that they are pure, that is, they're not mekabel tumah. So what we see from that testimony of Reb Elazar, that he was bringing proof from Yosef ben Yezir Sreida, that we see that there's no tumah whatsoever, because obviously the whole status that mashkin have tumah is only drabanan. And regarding things that are drabanan, you could say that we weren't geyser because of the loss that's in kachim and other things. We weren't geyser, for example, shvusim in the Beis HaMikdash. But if you would think that the halachic status of beverages would be min ha-Torah, how could drabanan come and say that it's going to be tar in the Beis HaMikdash by the Beis Mitbachai where they slaughter the animals? And therefore, we have a contradiction of the opinion of Elazar. On the one hand, we have the braisa that we quoted on the previous daf on the top of this amud. Reb Elazar holds like Reb Meir that regarding the acquisition of tumah, that we do say lechomer because it is biblical. And yet, on the other hand, the braisa that we just quoted now seems to say clearly, Reb Elazar holds that there is no tumah for mashkin whatsoever. And that is why, in the Beis HaMikdash and Nazara, we said that the beverages there were not mekabel tumah because it's only rabbinic. So rabbinic, we could say that we weren't geyser there because they have sekachim. But if it were to be deraisa, then we can't undo that in the Beis HaMikdash, and that they would become tumah. So now the Gemara says as follows. Ha-nicha, this that Reb Elazar said, that there is tumah that was mentioned in the previous braisa, that there obviously is tumah for the beverages min ha-Torah, and that's why the suffix regarding the acquisition of the beverage itself, if it acquires tumah, that would be l'chumra. That makes sense, l'shmuel da'amah, that he said that dachin, when Yosef ben Yezid said this testimony that was being quoted by Reb Elazar, that dachin, that it's going to be tahar, what did it mean that the beverages of the Beis Mitbachaya of the Azar where they slaughtered their animals going to be tar? That's Melatame Tumas Acherim. We said it's tar from it transmitting Tumah to other things. Avot Tumas Atzman Yeshlehem. But regarding the acquisition of the item itself, the blood that's there for it to become tummy, and the water for it to become tummy, that Shmuel said that, of course, that will become tummy. So Shaper. So that makes sense that because now you can answer that this that we said, that there's no tumma for mashkin, that Rebbe Elazar was saying, that was regarding b'metami other things, because we was his proof from, that was from the testimony of Yosef ben Yezer. And what was Yosef ben Yezer talking about? It was regarding b'metami other things. That was the purpose of his testimony, to say that they're pure, they're not going to convey tumma to other things. And therefore, that resolves the contradiction, because the Braisa before was talking about it itself. That, of course, Rabbi Elazar holds it is Deraisa. And this, that we're being Metahir, which is saying that it's only Rabbanan, and that's why in the Beis HaMikdash we could be Mekel, is talking about transmitting Tumah to other things. El Rav, however, the Gemara says, but according to Rav, the Amar Dachi Mamish, that he says, that as the Gemara later will quote this Machlokes, that he says in Yosef ben Yezer's opinion, that it's going to be tar even from it itself to acquire Tumah. Now, obviously, Rabbi Elazar is talking about the Tumah itself, because he's bringing his proof from Yosef ben Yezer, who's saying that the Mashkin and Basement Bechaya, not only that they're not transmitting Tumah to other things, but they won't be acquired Tumah themselves. So, how can you resolve the contradiction? Here, clearly, we have Rabbi Elazar, who's bringing and he's following in the testimony of Yosef ben Yezer that the beverages are not even going to acquire Tumah. Now, that obviously means that the acquisition is only rabbinic, because you can't be Mekel on Deraisa. Yet we have the Braisa before on top of the summit, which we mentioned on the previous staff, that says clearly that he says that for it itself to acquire Tumah is Deraisa, and that's why the suffix goes L'chomer. So, Amr of Nachm, Vayitzchok Achado. It's going on one. In other words, this that Rabbi Elazar said, which was quoted in the previous Braisa, after it quoted Remeir's opinion, which Remeir said two different halachas. He said the suffix about Mashkin to acquire Tumah, that's a suffix derai, so we go l'chumah, and therefore the suffix will be decided that it'll be tummy. And the suffix grunting, transmitting tummy to other things, which daddy held as rabbinic, therefore that suffix is only midraban. That will go to kula, and we'll say it's tar. When the Braisa continues with the statement that v'chein hoyer b'laza oimek kedvarav, that so too b'laza said like the sayings of Remeir, he was only going on one of the two statements of Remeir. And that is regarding being metame other things that Remeir said is going to be tar. That is what Rabbi Elazar agrees to Remeir. But regarding it itself becoming tame, that Remeir said that it does become tame because it's a suffix derais l'chumra, and that he does not hold like him, because regarding that he holds that even there it's going to be midraban, and he does not agree to Remeir. And that's what we're saying in this other brisa, that Rabbi Elazar says for even the mashkin itself, as Rav is saying, is not going to be mekabel tumah, because again, even the mashkin itself to acquire tumah is only midraban. On that, the Gemara asks, how can you say to resolve the contradiction in the opinion of Rav? That Rabbi Elazar holds that nothing becomes tami min ha-Torah, not only to transmit but even to acquire, and this that he said before, that like Remeir was only on half of his statement, but v'ha k'dvarav kamar. But it says that he said like the words of Remeir, dinafishi, which sounds like plural, because it should have said, if it was one thing, k'dvaroi, not k'dvarav. K'dvarav sounds plural. V'oid, moreover, v'ha v'chein k'tani, it says, and also, it sounds like that he was repeating the same exact halacha that Remeir said, which would say that regarding acquisition, it is a biblical, and therefore it is suffik l'reis l'chumra. Nothing more says kasha. It seems to be a difficulty, according to the opinion of Rav, how to resolve this contradiction, because although we resolved it, it says going on one, but these two questions seem a little problematic, that it sounds like that he was saying on both halachas that he agrees, but that would be a contradiction. Does he say that it's going to be a deraisa on its acquisition itself or not? Now the Gemara quotes that halacha that we had just mentioned, this machlekes gufo. Rav Amar, Rav says, regarding the mashkin of the Beis Mitbachaya, regarding the statement that Yosef ben Yezer had said, that the beverages, these liquids in the slaughterhouse, in the Azara, regarding the blood that's there in the water, that dachin mamish, that they're totally pure. V'shmul amishmul says no. Dachin milatame tumas achem, it's pure in regard that it's not going to be mitame other things. Avot tumas asmi yeshlam, but for it itself, the acquisition of the beverage itself in tumah, that it will have. As the Gemara explains, Rav says it's totally pure, not only that it's not transmitting it, but even it itself retains its purity. Ksava, that he says that Yosef ben Yezer holds Tumas Mashkin, that the Tumah of beverages, that is even for it itself, is drabanan. It's totally rabbinic. There is no biblical source at all for beverages to even be mekabel Tumah. V'chikaz Rabbanan, when the Rabbanan geyser a Tumah on beverages, that's b'mashkin yama, that's on regular beverages. B'mashkin b'esmen v'chayel a geyser, but on the beverages, on the liquids, in the slaughterhouse. So the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't geyser again because of loss of kachim, we don't want to cause any of that, and therefore, there is no Tumah whatsoever. No, it's only pure in the sense that it's not going to transmit tumah to other things. But the blood, all the liquids that are there, they do acquire tumah. Kesaver, because he says that Yosef ben Yezer holds Tumas Mashkin Asmadai Raisa, that the tumah of beverages themselves are biblical, as the Pasuk says. V'chol Mashka Sheishasa, the Pasuk clearly seems to be saying that the liquids do have a tumah of beverages. L'tamachem Drabbanan, the halacha of transmitting tumah to other things, that's only rabbinic. Because Rabbanan b'mashkin Yama, when did Rabbanan make a gzeira on beverages? That's regular beverages. B'mashkin Beis Mizrachayla Gazer, however, they did not decree a gzeira on the beverages in the Beis Mikdash. Again, that would be clearly so that we don't make a hefsir kachem when meat, let's say, of the Beis Mikdash would touch those liquids. We don't want to transmit the tumah, and therefore we did not be gzeira the gzeira over there. And as the Gemara says, V'chilei Gazer Rabbanan l'tumor achem. However, when this that Rabbanan did not make a gzeira, that was regarding to be metami other things. But the tumma of the beverages themselves in the basement of Chai in the slaughterhouse, of course there's going to be, because that's minat Torah, and the Rabbanan cannot take away a biblical halacha. And only rabbinic they could do, and therefore that only applies to not being metami other things. But of course the beverages themselves definitely acquire the halachas of tumma. So regarding, related to this, the Gemara says that Amalei Rav Huna Bar Chinna Lebrei. Rav Huna Bar Chinna told his son, he says, Ki Aile Lekamed Rav Papa, when you go in front of Rav Papa, Ramele, I want you to pose to him the following contradiction. And that is, we just quoted this machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and regarding if it's in itself, that there's no tumah whatsoever, or it does have, it won't could transmit it further. He said, Mi Amar Shmuel Dachin Miltama Tumas Chayim, is it true that Shmuel, who seemed to have been saying the more stringent opinion, but he was saying at least that it will be tahar, that it will not be transmitting tumah to other things in the Beis HaMikdash. Avo tumas asman yesh lehen, but the thing itself, the beverages themselves, they do acquire their own tumah. But kri kan, we should read the pasuk over here in Vayikra that says, v'habasa ashayiga b'chol tameh, that the meat of kadshim, of things which were sanctified, that will touch anything that is tameh, lo yeyochel, it cannot be eaten. And as Rashi explains, although beverages that clearly, as Shmuel wants to say, that it will not transmit tumah to other food items, min ha-tayr. But the problem is, regarding kachim, which is what the Gemara's pasuk is quoting, that says, ashayiga b'chol tameh, that if kachim, if the meat will touch anything that's tameh. Now, since we're saying that according to Shmuel's opinion, that the beverages do acquire tumah min ha-tayr for themselves, now, although you're saying it usually doesn't transmit tumah to anything else, but the problem is, regarding sacrificial meat that touches anything that's tumah, it says, as the pasuk is saying, b'chol tumah, that you cannot consume it. And therefore, if you're saying that it does acquire tumah, so then why does it not transmit tumah to kodshim? Because besar kodesh acquires tumah from anything that's tumah, and if it is tumah, it by default has to be transmitting it to basar of kodshim. So why does he say that regarding transmitted, it will not convey tumah? So Amar Rav Shisha Bereda of Idi says, Midi dehava Ravi b'kodesh. It's not a contradiction for something to acquire tumah, but not be able to pass it on. As we find by a level 4 in Kodshim, which the only one that can go down to a Ravi, we know there's an Avatam, a Rishon, a Sheni, Shlishi, by Truma, Ravi is the only one by Kodesh, where it itself becomes invalid, but it does not convey its Tumah any further, and that's going to be the same thing over here. It's not a contradiction that this blood, all the liquids over here, will acquire Tumah, but will not go ahead and transmit it further. But Maskevel Ravashi asks, Ravi by Kodesh le ikri Tumah. You're right. If Basar Kodesh touches, and you said anything that's Tameh, as the Pasuk says, it'll transmit it further, but we see Revi by Kodesh, not true, it becomes Tameh, but it will not transmit it any further, even to Kachim. That's because Revi by Kodesh is not called Tameh, as we've mentioned the difference already in previous Dafim, that Tameh means that it can transmit Tameh further. Psul means it's invalid. And Revi by Kodesh is learned from a Kavu Chaymer that it's going to be invalid. And therefore, when it touches Kodesh, we do not apply the pasuk of Habasa Shiga b'chol Tameh. Because Tameh means that it can transmit it further. It's not Tameh, it's only Pasul. However, Ha'ikri Tameh, this one is actually called Tameh. It acquires Tameh, as we're saying on the biblical level. And therefore it's Tameh. It's just that we're saying that we're not going to be able to transmit it further because that's the Drabbanan, and therefore we're not going to apply it over here. The problem is, since it actually is Tameh, then the pasuk of that Ashayiga b'chol Tameh should apply, and by Basar Kachim it should transmit it further. And the Gemara says Kasha. That seems to be a difficulty according to Shmuel's opinion. If he is calling it Tameh, which it is because Aminat Tayrit it's acquiring Tameh, then it, even though it's only rabbinic this transmitting, and we're not going to say in the Beis HaMikdash, but Basar Kodesh, Ashayiga b'chol Tameh should become Tameh and it should transmit it, and therefore it's difficult how he says that it's going to be Dachin, it's going to be Tahar from transmitting it any further. So now the Gemara will ask many questions now related to this machlekes of Rav and Shmuel. if we're saying that the Tumas Mashkin, if it acquires Tumah, is that Minat Torah or not? The Gemara is going to ask many questions on Rav's opinion that he says that it does not acquire a Tumah Minat Torah even for the acquisition of the liquid itself. And that's why in the Beis HaMikdash he said we could be Mekel even regarding the acquisition of the Tumah for the beverages, because only Rabbinic, and if it's Rabbinic, we could be Mekel in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara brings Tashma, we learn the Braisa. There's a Pasuk that says in Vayikra, V'chol Mashka Asher Yishasen, any beverage that will be drunk, B'chol Kli Yitma, in any vessel, it will become Tame. And the full Pasuk over there says that from Mikol Ha'eichel Asher Ye'ochel, from any food item that will be eaten, Asher Yavei Lav Mayim, that any water will come on it, Yitma will become Tame. And as the Pasuk ended, we just said, B'chol Mashka Asher Yishasen, B'chol Kli Yitma. So now the question is, that Pasuk is talking about a klicheres, an earthenware vessel that was makabel tumah from a sheretz. And what does it say there in the Pasuk? It says, kol asher b'toicho yitma b'kol oichel, that whatever is inside of it will become tamei, any food item. And the Pasuk, the part of the Pasuk that we quote in the Gemara, that any beverage that will be drunk in the vessel will become tamei. Now the Gemara assumes that what the Pasuk is saying, which sounds like the literal pshat in the Pasuk, is that whether it be food items inside the vessel, whether it be liquids inside of the vessel, that they'll become tamei. Now, although they're not making the drasha of yitma, yitamei, that you're right, that it's only talking about that the beverages could acquire tamei, and it can not necessarily transmit the tamei, but clearly you see in the pasuk that the beverages in themselves do become tamei, and therefore that is definitely difficult according to Rav. It seems to be an explicit pasuk that says, v'chol mashka sheyishas v'chol kli yitma, they'll become tamei. So how does Rav explain that if he says the whole tumas mashkin is only rabbinic? Now that the Gemara says, ma yitma, what does the pasuk mean when it says that the liquids in the vessel will become tameh? It means hichshir. It means that it'll prepare the food items to become susceptible to tumah. And the pasuk says as follows, that whatever is inside of it will become tameh. From all food items, that water will come on it, or any other beverages, one of the seven beverages that are considered things that could prepare food items to become susceptible to tumah, that will be drunk in any vessel. That also is included what the pasuk says, that that's considered hechsher to prepare the food items. And then what's v'yitma? Then the food items could become tumah because of the ear space in the klicheres that's metameh, that's unique to regarding to klicheres. However, it's not going back the yitma on what we just said, that the liquids will become tumah. In that part of the pasuk is going back asher yovel of mayim or v'chol mashke, that they are considered things that could prepare food items to become susceptible, then yitma, then what will become tamei? Not the liquids, but rather the food items, and therefore that's not difficult according to Rav, because we have clearly that the pasuk is not talking about beverages, it's talking about food items, but beverages cannot acquire even itself tamei, midaraisa, it's only midraban. But then the Gemara asks on this pshat, you're telling me hichshir? Mereisha dekrasham et lei. Why would I need a pasuk, the end of the pasuk, which we're interpreting now the way we're saying it to answer up Rav, that it's talking about the halachas of hechsher, but the beginning of the pasuk actually talks about this same idea of hechsher. It says, Mikol ha'eicha asher ye'ochel b'gomer, that from any food items that will be eaten, and as we quoted the pasuk before, this says, asher yavei lav mayim, the water will come on it, then yitma will become tamei. So you already said in the beginning of part of the pasuk this concept about preparing the food item to be susceptible for tamei. So why would I need the end of the pasuk to repeat the same idea? And that the Gemara says, no, we need both parts to say two different components of the loch of Hechsher through the liquids. And that is because Chad Betlushin. One part of the Pasuk, which is the end of the Pasuk, which says Bechol Kli, that in any vessel, that the beverage is in the vessel, which means to say that it's already Tlushin, it's already detached from the ground, obviously because it's in the vessel and it's not on the ground where it originated from, that to say that prepares the food items to be susceptible to tumah. And we also needed the resha of the pasuk, which talks about water that's from the ground, that also could prepare the food items to be susceptible for tumah. And the Gemara says tzricha, we needed both to say that both types of liquids would go ahead and be prepared to prepare the food items to make it susceptible to tumah. And as the Gemara says, Yashmina Betlushin, if we only said regarding water that's detached from the ground, that let's say what's Bechol Kli that's in the vessel, that could be Machshir, food items for Tumah, that's Meshum Na'achshavinu. That's because you considered it significant, and that is since you went and filled up this vessel from this, let's say the water from the ground, you revealed that you needed it, and that is itself intrinsically creating a chashivas for that item. Oh, so something chashav, a beverage, that could go ahead and prepare the food item to be susceptible to Tumah. I would say the water is still attached to the ground. It doesn't have that chashibas, and therefore it cannot create a susceptibility in the food item for tumah. And if we only said the other part that says that the water that's attached to the ground, that that could create a susceptibility to tumah in the food item, since it's in its original area where it was, its source, so that in itself is that it's, it has its chashibis. But if it's detached, I would say it loses that chashibis of where its source is. That's why I needed both parts of the pasuk to say that the liquid could go ahead and create a susceptibility in the food item. One to tell you tlushin, that is detached from the ground, and one to tell you when it's mechuban, when it's still attached. Now the Gemara continues asking on Rav. Tashma, we learned another braisa that says, a pasuk in Mayikra that says, ach mayin, however, a spring, ubar and a cistern, mikve mayim, a gathering, a pit of water, yitar, it will be pure. Now, what we see from the pasuk is that since it's attached to the ground, which what all these things are, a bar and a spring, that the pasuk says yitar, it will be tar, that it's not makabel tuma. Now the inference is, but if the water was detached from the ground, it's not attached anymore, then it will become tame. Now that's the difficulty according to Rav. According to Rav, liquids never are makabel tuma. So why does the pasuk say that these things that are attached to the ground, that they're tar, but any beverage is tar, even if it's detached? It seems to be not like Rav. And that the Gemara answers, my yitar. What does the pasuk mean when it says that these liquids will be pure? It doesn't mean that the liquids will be pure. Rather, mitumasai, from its impurity. In other words, the pasuk is saying that if an impure person or object goes into a spring or into a pit of water, then that object or person will become tar. Yir tar is going on the thing that's immersing. Since it immersed in these things which are attached to the ground, then you become pure, which comes to exclude mayim she'uvim. Water that's drawn, that is detached from the ground, will not be tar to me mitar other things. But the beverage itself, as Rav's opinion is never mekabel tumah. Now the Gemara asks on the answer we had given on the previous brisa, that we said that there's a difference, that we needed both parts of the pasuk to say the susceptibility of tumah through the liquids, one to tell you tlushin, one to tell you mechubar. Now the Gemara asks on that interpretation. The tlushin mi machshirin, is it really true that detached waters are viable to make food items susceptible to tumah? And as Rashi explains, that the Gemara is obviously only asking on water. And that is because, as the Gemara had said, that there's a possibility that when you detach water from the ground, it's not going to be chashib anymore. And the Gemara is going to try to show that when it's detached, it is not chashib. And that's a contradiction to what the Gemara had answered, that Rav needs both parts, one to say for tlushin that it's going to be machshir, one to say it's mechubar. But Rashi is clearly cannot be asking on other liquids, that because they're all detached from the ground, and the Torah adds on six other beverages that they are available to make the food item susceptible to tumah. So obviously the question is only going on water, which is generally its source is attached to the ground, whereas the other things are always detached, and that their source is not from the ground. But the Gemara is asking on water, that how can you say from the way you're interpreting the pasuk for both halves that water that's detached from the ground will be machshir food items to tumah? V'homer Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, he said, mashkin based mitpatchaya, but the beverages of the slaughterhouse in the Azara, loydayin shehen dachan, not only that they're pure, there's no tumah to them, el shein machshirin, but moreover that they're not machshir food items to be mekabel tumah. Now, obviously, that the hechshir, the preparation of tlushin, of water which is detached from the ground, must be only midrabanan. Because if it was minat Torah, how could the rabbanan take away the preparedness of the beverages of the Beis Mitzvah, that it shouldn't be machshir, but if it's biblical, the Rabbanan can't do that. So obviously, generally, that we're going to say that water that's attached from the ground, that it's machshir, is only midrabbanan. Now that contradicts Rav, who just said in the pasuk that we need both halves of the pasuk to tell you hechshir, one to tell you tlushin, one to tell you mechubarin. But it can't be biblical that water that's attached from the ground is going to be machshir midaraisa. Because if it was midaraisa, how could we say that these beverages, which includes water, is not going to be machshir food items if it's midaraisa and the rabbanan can't undo a daraisa? So on that, the Gemara says, you're right, Tirgumo, you should interpret this that we said, that the liquids in the basement of Mechai, in the slaughterhouse in Nazar, will not be machshir food items, al dam. It was only going on blood. And that is, there's many liquids in the slaughterhouse, but it wasn't going on water. And that is because the water, you're right, according to Rav, would be machshir min hatayra, even if it's attached from the ground. And therefore, we can't undo that in the Beis HaMikdash, and that would transmit tumah. However, dam of kadshim, the Torah explicitly excludes it that it's not going to be machshir food items. And that's what he meant to say, that the mashkin bismi l'chaya, not only are they tar, but they won't even be machshir food items. Dam rabchir bar abo am rabbiyechanan. Minayin l'dam kadshim sheinah machshir. Now, generally, blood is one of the seven liquids that is machshir food items. However, there's explicitly a pasuk that excludes the dam, the blood of kadshim, of sacrificial items, that they're not machshir food items. Where do we know this from? Shenema, like it says, a pasuk in Devarim, it says over there at the beginning, it says loy tachalena, which says that you should not consume the blood. Rather, the pasuk ends, ala oritz tishpechene kamayim. On the earth, you should spill it like water. Now, the drasha is, the dam shenishpach kamayim, the blood that's spilled like water, which is a reference to dam chulin, the blood of unconsecrated animals, where there's no concern to go ahead and acquire and accept it in a vessel, which that's by chulin, you don't care about the blood, let it spill on the floor. And that is what we say that machshir, that is what we say that the blood that's like water will go ahead and be considered one of the seven liquids to prepare food and to be susceptible to tumah, because we see the pasuk compares it. It says tishpechene kamayim, the blood is compared to water, and just like water we know prepares food items to be susceptible to tumah, so too the blood. However, that excludes dam kadshim, where there it's not spilled on the blood like on the floor like water, because it has to be one of the dalat avodis in the basement. There's this kabbalah, you have to accept the blood in the kli, and that is because you need it for the mizbeach, and therefore it's not spilled like water to on the ground. Therefore, it's not machshir because it's not compared to water. And as the Gemara continues on to Amud Beis, that dam she'in nishpach kamayim ain't a machshir, that blood that's not spilled like water, that does not prepare food items for tumah, and therefore it's not difficult according to Rav. Because in a chanami, water that is talish in the asara would be machshir. And this that he was saying, that there's a mashkin basement b'chaya, is not going to be machshir, but is only going on dam. And why is that any different if that's also one of the seven liquids that are machshir midday raisa? That's because there's explicitly a pasuk that excludes dam kachim because it's not nishbach kamayim, not spilled like water. That the Gemara continues asking, maskev lo Rav Shmuel bar Ami. He's asking on the explanation of Rabbi Yechanan. In this last drasha that we just quoted, that we said that from the pasuk we see that only if it's nishbach kamayim, that will be the decider if something that's generally machshir, if it's going to be machshir or not regarding the halachas of blood. We said if it's nishbach kamayim, but if it's accepted in a kli, then it's not going to be machshir things l'tumah. But on that, the Gemara asked, hari dam hatamtzis, but the blood, what's called the dam hatamtzis, which is that it drips out. And that is those type of blood from the animal, when it's slaughtered, that's not fit to be used in the next avodah after the Kabbalah, to be used in the Zrika to throw on the Mizbech. Because the Pasuk says, Ki adam hu banefesh shechaper. What type of blood will provide the atonement when you're spraying it on the Mizbech? That's the blood that's in the soul, which means the blood that the soul comes out with, that's what's going to create the kapara. But the blood that the soul does not come out with, that's not mechaper. And the dam hatamtzis is not the blood that's the main blood that's spurting out, that is considered the lifeblood, and therefore that's not available to be used as the zrika to be metar. Now we see that the nishbach kamayim, it's spilled like water because it's not used for the zrika, therefore there's no point in doing kabbalah on the dam hatamtzis. Yet in spite of that, the eidah machshir, it's not creating a susceptibility in the food items for tumah, because that was the testimony of Yisrael Chanina. He said, as Rav said, regarding water, it will transmit tumah. So we said, so what are we left with that we said from Yisrael Chanina, the mashkin based b'chaya does not transmit tumah? We said, that's the blood that's in there. Now that blood includes all bloods that's there, including the dam hatamtzis. Now that's difficult according to Rabbi Yechanan, because he said that it's only blood that's not nishbach kamayim, that's going to be excluded, that's not going to be machshir, it's only with nishbach kamayim. But this dam hatamtzis that is there in the slaughterhouse, because it's there when you're slaughtering it, is something that's nishbach kamayim. Yet in spite of that, the sweeping statement of Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina says that all blood is not going to transmit the tumah, it's not going to be machshir. Yet here we see clearly that something that is nishbach kamayim is something that's not going to be machshir, in spite of the fact that it is nishbach kamayim. So Amalei Rabziri said to him, Hanach l'dam hatamtzis. Don't worry. In other words, leave alone the dam hatamtzis. It's not a contradiction of Yechon's interpretation regarding what is considered excluded and whatnot. Because although it should be included in what's machshir, because it is nishbach kamayim, but even the dam hatamtzis of unconsecrated, which are not excluded from that pasuk, would also not be machshir. And therefore, as the Gemara is going to explain the reason, and therefore it's not a difficulty, because even, again, bar the exception of kachim, it itself wouldn't be machshir. It would not be machshir food items. So the Gemara says, Kibla minei Rav Shmuel bar Ami, that he accepted the explanation of this reason from Zeir. Why is it that dam atam is not machshir? It's dam, and dam is machshir food items to mekabel tuma. Dam rachman, because the Torah says in Devarim, rak chazak, but just be strong, levil te'achal dam, not to eat the blood. Ki hadam hu anefesh, because the blood is the soul, and we don't allow it to be consuming the soul of the living thing. Now, the drasha is, dam shaha nefesh yitzeh b'ikar dam. The blood that the soul comes out with, as we said a similar drasha before, that's what's called blood. Dam shein hanefesh yitzeh b'ikar dam. The blood that the soul does not come out with, which is what the dam atamsis is, that's not called dam. And that is, since it's not called dam, it's only what's called dam that's called a mashka, that's called a beverage, as the pasuk by Midrash of Gimel says, v'dam chalolam yishteh, that the blood of the slain is what they drink. That is what's machshir. As we said in the pasuk, it says v'chol mashka that we quote on Oman Aleph, that we said that according to Rav, we said that's going on the hechsher of tumah. Now, what's not called dam is not called mashka. And what gets the definition of the term dam? That's as we said that it's only hadam hu hanefesh. That's the lifeblood. Dam atamtzis is not the dam hanefesh, and therefore that's why it's not a question on Rav and then the interpretation of Rabbi Yechonam this drasha, because dam atamtzis is different, and even by chulin it would not be considered quote unquote dam to go ahead and be considered a mashka to then go ahead, as the other pasuk says, to go ahead and be machshir food items to be mekabel tuma. Now the Gemara continues asking on Rav that says that the beverages themselves do not acquire tuma. And then the Gemara brings another brisa. Tashma, we learn the brisa. Dam shenitma v'zarka, regarding blood that became tummy and then was thrown on the mizbeach. So the halach is b'shoigig hurtziv. If it was done inadvertently, then the carbon will be considered merutzah, will be considered as a willingness, it will be accepted, the carbon for the owner, because the tzitz that's worn on the forehead of the kohen gadol will create a ritzim, will create a willingness, as the Gemara later on will explain. However, if it was done deliberately, then there won't be any hard sub. But as Rashi explains, what does that mean? There won't be any ritz, any willingness. That is, that the meat of the carbon will not be allowed to be eaten for the kahanim because of a penalty. Now, as Rashi explains, definitely the owners will still get a kapara when this blood that became tummy that was thrown on the mizbeach, even if it was done b'mezid, there will be a kapara. As the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph says that since in that Torah there is a ritzui even when it was done deliberately, the Rabbanan cannot come and say that now you have to bring a new carbon, which would be really in that Torah considered chulin, into the azar. And therefore, it's only going on regarding to the it's a penalty that we impose on the kanim, that if they weren't, there was a tumah that was allowed in, so therefore we say that it's going to be that they cannot eat the flesh of the carbon. However, one thing we do see is that what the Braisa does say clearly is dam shenitma, the blood became tumah. So we see that the dam of kachim, which is from the liquids, the beverages of the beis mitbechaya of the slaughterhouse, that they are makabel tumah. So obviously you see that liquids themselves, when they're for their acquisition, is minat Torah. And that is when Yosef ben Yehezer said that it's dachin, it's pure, it meant from then transmitting tumah to other things. Because we said that if it itself was midaraisa, the Rabbani cannot come ahead and undo a daraisa of its own acquisition. So it must be only regarding the transmission, which that's rabbinic. So you could say in the Azar, in the Beis HaMikdash, to be lenient. And therefore, that's a kasha according to Rav. The Rav said that even the acquisition itself is midrabanan, and that the dachin of Yosef ben Yehezer was going even on its own acquisition. But how could you say that if dam shenitma here, we see clearly that the blood is acquiring tumah, and that's why loy hortza, that we say that it's not valid, if we see that obviously it's midaraisa. That the Gemara says no. This that we said that the tumas mashkin over here is midrabanan. And that's why we're saying that now that the tumah was midrabanan, when it's going to be mazed, then we make the penalty on the kahanim. But then the question is, but Yosef ben Yehezer already said that the gezer d'rabanan of the beverages of the which are there, whichever one that is. Now according to Rav, that means the acquisition itself, they weren't gezer and the mashkin beis mitbechaya. So how do you understand that if we're saying that it will be considered dam shenitma? What do I mean? There's no dam shenitma in the beis hamikdash according to Rav's interpretation of Yosef ben Yehezer. That the Gemara says to resolve Rav Udaloi Kreb Yosef ben Yehezer, straight, this Tana does not hold like him, and this Tana holds that with the gzera that is rabbinic only according to Rav for the mashkin himself to acquire tumah, That does apply even to Azar. We did not make an exception in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, the Dam Shenitma, when it is Bebezid, it's going to create a penalty for the Kanim that they cannot eat the meat of that carbon. The Gemara continues asking in Rav's opinion, again, that he says that the acquisition of the Tumah itself for the beverages is only Midrabanan and not Midairaisa. And that's why when Yezer ben Yezer said that it's Dachin, he meant even for it itself that it's Dachin. So Toshima, we learn the Braisa, it says, Amahat Tzitz Meratza. For what is it that the tzitz, which is the plate that was worn on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, that it creates a ritza, it creates a willingness for things that were done wrong on some level in the Beis HaMikdash. On that, the Braisa says, Al Hadam for the blood, Val HaBasra and then on the meat, Val HaChelev and on the fats, Shenitma, that they acquire tumah, for that the tzitz is meratza, it creates a willingness. Now, not for the meat to be able to be eaten if it became tummy, because the tzitz cannot be metahar and be doicha to push away a negative prohibition in the Torah, which says that any meat that will become tummy in the Beis HaMikdash, one is not allowed to eat. Rather, as Rashi explains, it's regarding a halacha of Rabbi Yeshua that he says later on, daf ayin zayin and aleph, he says, ain't buster, ain't dumb. If there's no meat there to be consumed, there's no meat that's available, then we say that there's no dam, that one is not allowed to go ahead and spray the blood anymore to do the zrika, to create a kapara for the bialim. And therefore, what the halacha was saying over here is that when did we say this halacha of ein basar, ein dam? That's regarding if, let's say, meat left the confines of where they're allowed to go out from. Then the tzitz is not going to be meratz on what leaves. Or if, let's say, the meat was lost. If the meat was lost, so there's no more meat, so then you can't spray the blood. But if the meat became tummy before the blood was sprayed, regarding that, we say that tzitz is meratza on that tumah of the meat to say that it's accepted on some level, to then say that there is meat on some level here to be able to spray the blood. Then the Braisa continues. Now, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, whether this tumah that happened to these three items of the dam and the basra and the chalev, whether it was inadvertently or whether it was deliberately. Now, as Rashi says, although just before we mentioned that it's only b'shoigig that there's a ritzi, but we said b'mezid there is no hartza. So on that, the Gemara in Kitzad Tzaylin says it is a machlokes amayrom. One says that the tumah itself is what we're saying over here, is whether b'shoigig or b'mezid is okay, but the zrika has to be only b'shoigig, but b'mezid that would not work, is what the halacha we said before. And the other one says the exact opposite, that again, but there's two components. There's the acquisition of the tumah, and then there's the zrika, and then there's one of them is going to be whether b'shoigig or whether b'mezid, but the other one is going to be only b'shoigig, but not b'mezid. And then the Braisa continues, bein ba'inis, bein b'ratzin, whether it was against the person's willing or whether he was willing, bein b'yachid, whether it's an individual. Now, as Rashi said, regarding a karban yachid, essentially mezid and ratzin is the same thing. But the only difference is that regarding shaygig is what applies mezid, and regarding einis is what the contrast applies to ratzin, and shaygig and einis are two different things. That's why we say the contrast, these other terms, even though essentially they're the same thing. Ubein b'tzibah, and whether it was b'tzibah, either way, the tzitz is going to be meratza on these things, again, whether in all these different circumstances, if the dam became tummy, or the basa became tummy, or the chelev became tummy. But essentially, one thing that we did see in the Braisa is, it says al hadam, on the blood. So obviously the blood of Kachim could be mekabel tumah. So obviously we see from there is that the tumah's mashkin is midaraisa, and that is the rabbanon cannot go ahead and be metahar the mashkin the base mitzvah chayy, which is difficult according to Rav, because Rav wanted to say in that in the edus of Yisro ben Yeezer that all the mashkin the base mitzvah chayy will be tahar even for itself, that it won't acquire tumah. Yet here clearly we see that one of those liquids, which is the dam, is going to be mekabel tumah. That's what we're saying, the tzitz is meratza on the dam. How could we say that? That the Gemara gives a similar test like it gave before. Midrabbanan. We're talking about that, right, Min HaTorah Rav says there is no beverage as mekabel tumah. There's no such pasuk. He interprets it regarding hechsher for machalim. However, and this Tana holds that regarding the beverages, the Beis Mitzvah Chaya, there was a gezeirah, udelaiki Yisro ben Yezer Sreda. He holds that the gezeirahs that we do apply for it itself to acquire tumah does apply in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why there's an application of this halacha on regarding dam that became tameh, that the tzitz has to be meratza on a rabbinic level, and that's why it's not a contradiction according to Rav. So again, the Gemara continues trying to ask on Rav. Tashma, we learned in the Braisa, Pasuk in Shemai says, "Benasa Aaron," that Aaron will carry, and this is also regarding that same topic where in regarding the idea of the tzitz being meratza, that he will carry a savoyna kaddishim, the sin of the sacrificial items in the Beis HaMikdash, and that is if a carbon becomes pasul, we say that tzitz creates a ritzoy, a willingness, and it allows the hechsher for the thing that became tamei. Now, obviously, as Rashi says, is not mechaper on the machalm, on the food items that they're tamei, because it only says avoyna kadoshim. It says regarding, not, it's not for people that ate the things that became tamei, because it says that the tzitz will be meratza on the sin of the kadoshim, but not avin hakayhanim. Not regarding the sins of the kadoshim. If a kohen ate the food that was the sacrificial food that was tamei, that is not going to be a ritza. Now, the Gemara, the Brisa elaborates exactly what sin is this that the pasuk is saying that the tzitz will be meratza. Chieza oven hu naisei. Now, what sin is the tzitz going to carry? Which psul is it going to be machshir? So the Brisa says, im oven pigel, if it's a reference to the sin of pigel. Now, here, as Rashi explains, the generally pigel means a machshava of chutz lizman. Here it does not mean that. Here it means a machshava to consume it out of its place where you're allowed to, the geographical area, that's called pigel. As it says in the pasuk kedushim to you, vim hi ochel ya ochel b'yam ashlish, if it will be eaten in the third day, pigel hu le'yiratze, will be considered pigel. And the Gemara in Zvachim, in the second parak of Nafchav Chesma Beis, says that if it doesn't have an application to chutz l'zmanai, because that we already know, it must be an application to chutz l'mkaymai, to having a machshava when you're doing the avayda, to then consume the carbon out of its proper place. Now, if it's that sin, that the tzitz is going to be meratzon, but that pasuk which we just quoted in Vayikra says lo yiratza, it will not be a willingness, and therefore obviously you can't say that's what tzitz meratza. The pasuk explicitly says that if you're doing the avodah and you have machshava chutz l'mkaymai, that it should be considered ritzi. Im avay noiser, if it's a reference to the sin of noiser. Now, although generally, again, the term noiser usually means the carbon that's left over, here it means a machshava when you're doing the avodah of the, let's say, the zrika of the dam, whichever avodah you're doing, and you have a thought to leave it over, which is generally called pigul, which is the machshava to have a chutz l'zmanai, if you slaughtered it in intention to leave it over, to eat it out of the zman, that is what the pasuk says. Hari kvar nema, it says the pasuk in Vayikra, lo yichashav, it won't be considered, and therefore that obviously cannot be what's considered the tzitz, being meratzah. Now Rashi says clearly that you can't say that noisa would mean literally noisa as is usually interpreted, because then what would the pasuk mean, lo yiratzah? If it's regarding the hechsher of the carbon, it's already a kasher of carbon from the time when all the avoidas of the blood were done properly in the time of the avoidas, as it says in Teres Kayanim, that it must be talking about machshavas neisa, because the fact that it's left over will not retroactively disqualify the proper carbon that was done because it wasn't in its proper time. So therefore, we're talking about these two different machshavas, one of chutz l'mkaymai, that's called pigle, one of chutz l'zmani, which is called neisa here. We cannot say that those are the things that are being merutza, being considered as a hechsher that's being allowed to be done, although it was done improperly in the base of Mikdash, because we have psukim that explicitly disqualify them. So the only thing that's left, so the only thing that it will carry is the sin of tumah, because you own the only sin of kachim that the tzitz could be meratz on is left is the oven of tumah. Now the question becomes: so why is it that the psul of tumah is going to be different than, let's say, the psul of yotze, of leaving the confines of where it's allowed to be, or other psulim, that there we don't say that the tzitz is going to be meratza? So the reason why tumah is because it's more lenient. In the sense, shahutra mechlol b'tzibah, that it was permitted in its right when it's being done in the public. And that is because of a carbon tzibur, and the tzibur is tumah, we override the isra of tumah for the carbon tzibur, as the pasuk says, b'mayadah, in its proper time, which means to say, even in Shabbos, and even if there's an element of tumah. Now, since we were lenient regarding the halachas of tumah in tzibur, regarding that, so the same thing applies regarding an individual where it wasn't hutra by the individual leketchila without the tzitz, but when it's done after the fact, the tzitz will be meratza. Now the Gemara concludes the question. Now, my love, doesn't it mean when the Brisa says that the tzitz is going to be mechaper on the sin of tumah, which tumah are we talking about? Must be tumas dam, the tumah of blood. Because the only thing that you need a ritzri from, we're saying that the tzitz is being meratza. What do we need? What thing that becomes tummy do we need a ritzri for? Is only if the blood becomes tummy, because what does the kapara depend on? On the zrika of the dam. So obviously, dam is mekabel tumah. That's a difficulty according to Rav, who said that dam, that beverages are not mekabel tumah in the yiraisa. And if it's not mekabel tumah in the yiraisa, so it's only the rabbanon, we weren't geizah in the mashke, the basement bechaya, in the base of Mikdash. So Amar Rapapa says, loy, tumas kamatzim. We're going on the tumah of the handful that is by the carbon mincha. There's a handful which is called a kaimitz, which permits the rest of the mincha to be consumed. That has the equivalent halachas and all the avoidis that are done by an animal are done similarly regarding a meal offering. So just like blood permits the zevach, the carbon that's being brought, so too the kaimitz has the equivalent of the dam in a mincha. And therefore, since all the kapara depends on the kaimitz, that's what we were referring to when we said that that tumah is going to require a ritzui. It's a reference to the tumah of kmatzim. But regarding the tumah of dam, that's not true. There is no biblical tumah regarding dam, as Rav holds, because he does not interpret the pasuk of the when it talks about the mashke of the dam, that's a reference for it becoming tumah. He says rather that it's regarding the susceptibility of food items to be prepared for tumah. Now, Rashi says the truth is the Gemara could have also answered that it's talking about the tumah of meat and the chalev, and it was going according to Rabbi Yeshua that he requires the tzitz to say that the halacha of im ein basar ein dam, because we need there to be ritzui on the blood and the chalev, because there, if there is no meat, then there, we cannot go ahead and do the avodah of dam. However, the Gemara wanted to say it according to everybody, and l'kuli alma, the tumah of kamatzim has the same equivalency that it itself, if it becomes tummy, there won't be any ritzui, and that's why we need the ritzui on the tumah of kamatzim. Now the Gemara continues asking on Rav. Tashima, the Gemara brings a braisa which quotes a pasuk in Chagai. Now that pasuk in Chagai was a reference that Chagai Hanavi was testing the Kahanim in the second year of Daryavish, which was in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, to know if they were proficient the halachas of Tumah, because they're going to be in the Beis HaMikdash, because they forgot in all the years in exile that they weren't involved in Kachim, because no one was there in the Beis HaMikdash. So he was testing them. So the pasuk says as follows. Heinisa ish bisar kodesh. If a man's going to carry bisar kodesh meat. Now, what does that mean? Rashi says that's a reference to a sheretz, to things which are impure. As the pasuk in Malachim Aleph says, l'shein kodesh hayu ba'aretz. It's a reference to things which are impure, that are tameh. So if a man is carrying meat of something that's impure, let's say a sheretz, bechnaf bigda with the corner of his garment, binoga bechnafai, and it touches his garment. Now, what that means is it means the corner of the garment that the sheretz is there, but it really means the sheretz itself. And Rashi says you have to say that, because it was a reference to the garment, which is a rishon, because it touched the sheretz, because it's holding the sheretz, but then the whole garment becomes the sheretz. Now, why would he necessarily say the corner of the garment? It must be because it's a reference to the sheretz, that he's touching the sheretz itself. So now, he's touching the corner, which is meaning he's touching the sheretz, el halechem, to the bread, Ve'al hanazit, to the cooked dish, that is, the bread then touches the cooked dish. Ve'al hayayin, and then the cooked dish touches the wine. Ve'al shemen, and to the oil, that is, the wine then touches the oil. Ve'al kol ma'achal, and to all food items, that is, or either to any food item. The question he was asking him, hayikdash, will then that last item become tameh? And that essentially he was asking them, a revi'i by kodesh, a fourth level by kodesh, does that become tummy? Because you have the bread that becomes a rishon, because that touched the sheretz. As we said, the corner of the garment didn't literally mean the corner of the garment, meant the sheretz, which is by the corner of the garment. Then the cooked dish, the nazir, becomes a sheni. The wine then becomes a shlishi. And the oil becomes revi'i. And now, where do we have wine and oil in the Beis HaMikdash? Those are by the nesachim. You have the nischayayin, and you have the oil that's there poured also. So he asked him this question, does revi'i of kedusha by kachim become tummy? And the Kahanim answered, and they said, no, it does not become impure. It's a revi. A revi does not become tameh, even by kodesh. And we continue on top of Yitzayin Manal. The Amar Rav, and Rav said, which the Gemara is going to quote later on this daf, Ishtabush Kahanim. The Kahanim made a mistake because they said that a revi by kodesh is tar, and it's not really true. A revi by kodesh is tameh. Now, one thing you see is that wine and oil, which are liquids, are beverages of the slaughterhouse, and yet they go ahead and they acquire tumah. Now, if you say that the tumah of mashkin, adrabon, as Rav wanted to say, but Rav said that we're not gezer on, and that was the testimony of Yis ben Yezer, that we're not gezer any tumah on the mashkin of basement b'chaya. And the explanation is as follows. Even if you're going to say that the tumah that he had asked him, which includes the mashkin basement b'chaya, because we're talking about yayin and shemen, that was only tumah's drabon, and he was asking them. And that Rav agrees, yes, there is tumah d'rabbanan on liquids. And because the reason why he was able to ask him, although Chagai is a Navi and is quoted in the Psukim, is because that was already a gzera of Tumas Mashkin in his days, because he was from the Anshei Knesset Gdela who had made that gzera. So although it's written down in the Psukim, it's possible that it was a d'rabbanan. However, it's still difficult according to Rav, because he says in the testimony of Yis ben Yeezer that it was dachin mamish, that it was totally tar, and that is, even with the Rabbanan, that there was no Torah whatsoever. Now, definitely, if it was Midaraisa, the Pasuk that it was talking about, that for sure would be difficult to coin to Rav, because he said there is no Tumah Midaraisa whatsoever by any beverages. Now, Rashi says, we couldn't give the same answer we gave on the previous daf, on Amud Bey's oldest Terutzim that the Gemara said, that, oh, it's talking about Midrabanan, and this Tana does not hold like Geisa ben Ye'ezer, who was and that is this Tana that would hold that we would Geiser the Tumas, Mashkin Drabanan, even than those in the base of Migdash, because no one's arguing on the Pasuk, which the Pasuk is mashmah that there was some Tumah on these things, whether it be Dairaisa or Drabanan, and therefore, according to Rav, that he said in the testimony of Yesu ben Ye'ezer, that's Dachin Mamish, how do you understand this Pasuk, which says that there was Tumah there? What type of Tumah was there? Dairaisa, for sure, there's no Tumah, according to Rav. And even Drabanan, what type of Tumah is there if it's only Drabanan, and the way Rav learns up Yesu ben Ye'ezer, that we're not Gezer any Tumah Drabanan in the Mashkin Basement Bechayat? So how was it possible to have the Tumah of Yain and Shemen in the Beis HaMikdash, which was from the case study that he had asked the Kahanim? And that the Gemara answers, Midhu Taima Elala Rav? Is there any question that you're asking? The whole question only begins on Rav's opinion, because that's what we're asking. According to Rav, what he says is difficult. Now, according to Rav, it's not a difficulty. And that is, in truth, what Chagi was asking, he was testing him with a Tumah Drabanan, which was already decreed in that time, in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, when Anshe Knesset Gedolah, there was Gzeiras Tumah on the beverages. Now, according to Rav, the question becomes on Yesu ben Ye'ezer, that if it's a Tumah Drabanan, which is what he's asking him, but Yesu ben Ye'ezer said a testimony that the Mashkin and Beis Mekbachaya, which includes the wine and the oil and all the different things that are Nazara, that they're not Mekabel Tumah, because he said Dachin Mamish. So that was the question. On that, the Gemara says that Rav, Mashki Beis Mekbachaya Tani, he learns in the testimony of Yosef ben Ye'ezer that it was only the beverages of Beis Mekbachaya. That's what we have been saying all along, of the slaughterhouse. What liquids, what beverages are there in the slaughterhouse? Is blood and water, that they are tahar in the Beis HaMikdash. However, Aval Mashki Be Mitbachaya, but the liquids, the beverages of the base of the Mizbeach, of the altar, which is the wine and the oil, which they are the liquids that are poured on the Mizbeach, mitame. They, the Rabbanu, were Geizer Tumah on them. It was only regarding Beis Mekbachaya that they weren't Geizer, but those liquids they were. And therefore, regarding the order of the Tumas in that Pasuk, it makes sense because that there was that we're saying it was Midrabanan. That's because a food item to be metame another food item, and the liquid to metame another liquid, that as we said all along in previous daf, and that's only midrabanan, because minatayra is going to be only a liquid to a food item to a liquid. And therefore, that's what we say, that it's midrabanan that'll go ahead, and regarding kachim, that'll give over the tumah that it has, and that's why it's not difficult, according to Rav, lishitasai, because he holds that which mashkin of Yosef ben Ye'ezer did he say that this Dachin Mamish is even itself is not going to require Tumah because it's Drabonin? That's the Mashkin of Beis Mitbechaya, of the slaughterhouse, of the Dam and Mayim. This, of the question that Chag He asked them, that we see that the liquids, which at most they could be a Drabon according to Rav, that they are Mekabel Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, that was Mashkin of Beis Mitbechaya, of the Mizbeach, and that the Rabbanu was Geizer, and therefore it could be Tumah, and that was his question asking them regarding if a Revi Bakaydish is going to be Tumah or not.